todo sabe verde, todo sabe verde, listo, listo.
Rise FM, taking over standards in on 105.8 FM.
Let's go.
My name is Theo Mogoyan, and this is your Rise FM Drive. Now, if you are working together with your little one to put that little clip together for whatever music or whatever little piece of creative art you're going to be sending through for your track competition, then you might want to keep a closer ear, because I'm going to be having a conversation in short bits, and maybe you can just get two Trinyana words to combine in your whole road safety song for your little one. So Chuck's key message this week is children and youth safety. Now, I'm going to be having a conversation with Solange Soros, who's the communications manager at Chuck, about children and road safety and why it's important to educate young people and parents of children about the dangers of using the road and how they can actually learn to be safer when crossing. Be smart, be alert, and travel safe. So long, thank you so much for joining us. Let's just head straight into it. Why would you say it's important to start teaching children about road safety from a young age?
Because children absorb behaviors early, good or bad behaviors. They're naturally curious, and they don't always grasp danger, let's be honest. I mean, you often see kids jumping from one couch to another, almost flying. Let alone, this shows that they don't have the perception of danger yet. So if we don't guide them early, they end up copying whatever they see us do. And a lot of the time, that could be risky. Teaching kids road awareness from a young age creates habits that become second nature. We want our children to grow up not just knowing the rules, but understanding why the rules matter. And they matter for their own safety and for the safety of those around them.
That makes 100% sense. And what would you say are some of the effective ways that parents and schools can actually teach children the basics of pedestrian safety?
Effective ways teachers, schools, and parents can teach children the basics of the pedestrian and road safety. Consistency and modeling, I would say. When adults walk safely, wait for traffic lights, use pedestrian bridges, basically when adults speak road safety out loud, children will follow that lead. It's natural. At schools, it's about weaving this sort of education into the school routine. Weave it into lineups after or before class starts. Ensure when kids are crossing roads as they exit schools that these are done under supervision. Keep reminding them with short reminders about road safety, be it during assembly, a particular class like life orientation. All these little bits will add up. It doesn't need to be complicated. It just needs to be repeated and reinforced. When safety becomes a rhythm, children carry it with them.
And what are some of the interactive tools or activities that can help young children learn more about road safety?
Children connect to action. We know this. Practical things will get your kid to learn. So that's why in our road safety teachings to the little ones, we suggest simple visual and practical tools. Things like drawing road signs, acting out a safe crossing, or playing a stop, look, go game in a safe space. These all contribute to kids learning how to be safe on roads. Storytelling also works very well. Short stories where characters make safe choices help anchor the message emotionally. And these could be done during story time at school, during bedtime story time with parents. There's a lot of ways to install good practices in our kids. It's not about overloading them with information either and with all the rules. I mean, kids can only hold so much in their memory. But it's rather about helping them make sense of what safe behavior looks like and what it feels like.
If you just joined us, you're still tuning into Rise Up and Drive. My name is Theo Mokwena. We are talking to Solange Soros, who's the communications manager at Track, and we're talking all things children and youth safety. Solange, Are there any common mistakes that adults make when teaching kids about road safety?
Common mistakes adults make when teaching kids about road safety. Oh, this is another loaded question. But obviously the answer is yes. There's no perfect adult, as far as I know. I've never come across one, myself included. Definitely the most common mistake, in inverted commas, we make is saying one thing to our kid and then doing another, because we lead by example when it comes to kids. We tell children not to run across the road, but then if they see us do it and always see us in a rush, we're basically giving them a message through our actions. If we're driving or walking in the road and on our phone, we're giving them a message, and it's not the right message. Children notice everything. If we cut corners, then they will think that's okay. The biggest mistake is forgetting that we are the example, adults are the example to the kids. Our consistency, or lack of it, teaches them more than words will ever teach them. So do the responsible thing as an adult.
And lastly, why would you say it's important to incorporate road safety education into the school's curriculum every day?
Because children absorb behaviors early, good or bad behaviors. They're naturally curious, and they don't always grasp danger, let's be honest. I mean, you often see kids jumping from one couch to another, almost dying. That alone just shows that they don't have the perception of danger yet. So if we don't guide them early, they end up copying whatever they see us do. And a lot of the time, that could be risky. Teaching kids road awareness from a young age creates habits that become second nature. We want our children to grow up not just knowing the rules, but understanding why the rules matter. They matter for their own safety and for the safety of those around them.
Powerful message from Solange Torres, man. You have no reason not to ask or rather help your own child to get to, you know, craft something similar to this, eh? To stand a chance to win 500 grand in a Checkers voucher. Tomorrow, courtesy of Rise FM and Tech and Four. You know, I'm going to be all the way honest. When I drive, I try my best to be in a position where so that they can also learn how to drive, of course. But also, very oftentimes, and then we get to be the ones that forget. Powerful thing from Solange here. They are the real epitome of monkey see, monkey do. So I was in drive.